Logic dictates that we must worship Allah and follow religious laws as He wants us to follow them. But what do we do if we are not at the level of being able to figure out these laws ourselves? In other words, what do we do if we have not reached the level of ijtihad? Well, we must refer to someone who has the greatest ability, a'lamiyya, to derive laws and act according to his conclusions. Just as scholars in all fields are at different levels, and the opinions of those at the highest level carry the most weight, so too religious scholars who determine religious rulings which people follow need to be at the highest level. But knowledge is not the only requirement. These scholars must also be extremely pious and God-fearing. There are verses in the Quran which condemn people who blindly follow scholars and their forefathers. For example, in the Quran, in chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 31, God says, "They have taken their scribes and their monks as lords besides Allah and also Christ, Mary's son. Though they were commanded to worship only the one God, there is no God except Him. He is far too immaculate to have any partners that they ascribe to Him." History shows that some of the people of the book used to unconditionally follow their scholars, the good and the bad amongst them, and even when they knew their scholars were misguiding them, they still followed them. As Muslims, we are only permitted to follow those scholars who have purified their souls and are working solely for the sake of Allah, not for fame and glory. Alternately, in verse 122 of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 9, Muslims from every community are encouraged to delve deep into Islamic teachings and then guide others. God says, "Yet it is not for the faithful to go forth en masse. But why should not a group from every community go forth to become learned in the religion and to warn their people when they return to them so that they may be aware?" Allah makes it clear that an entire community cannot devote itself to learning Islam. In every society, we need to have doctors, social media experts, engineers, builders, and people in many other lines of work. But some people must also devote themselves to acquiring religious knowledge to help members of the community fulfill their religious obligations. Thus, the need for mujtahids, that is, jurists who have studied and taught at the highest level for many years and are qualified to derive Islamic laws. These people must not only be qualified academically, but also must have spiritually cleansed themselves and have no ulterior motives or goals as they seek to guide society.